This is Jeffrey St. Laurent with the Selling Coaching Minute for coaches wanting to transition to a full-time business. This weekend, I was up at the beach in Maine with my family. My son went down to the basketball courts with his cousins to play a little hoops and then swim. When they got back, my son told me that while he was down there, one of the kids they met wanted to play against him and my niece 2-on-1. While he was getting his beating on the court, he proceeded to call my son a little effer and my niece a little bitch. As you can imagine, when I heard this, I was grateful that I was not there, as my fatherly instincts might have kicked in, and who knows what I might have said. However, I was impressed with the way they handled themselves and didn't talk back or play dirty or stoop to his level. They just played their game and left. They didn't get sucked into the drama, foul language, or hate that this kid was spewing out, even though they both didn't like it and it angered them. That punk on the court is no different than entrepreneurship as you attempt to do this coaching business full time. It will poke at you, call you names, piss you off, and drain you. It will feel unfair and like you're playing it 5-on-1, only you're the one, and it will seem like everyone is out to get you. But you must remain calm like my son and niece. You can't get caught in the drama and circumstances. You can't begin to point the finger at all the reasons you're not succeeding. You just have to stay on your game, keep your head down, remain consistent, and choose the path you know is right, even when it's the hardest thing to do. If you are a coach looking to transition to a full-time business, head over to my website, sellingcoaching.com, under the university for some great education to help you on your way. That's sellingcoaching.com.